It's been an election season of surprises in Springfield, Massachusetts, and voters have not even gone to the polls yet. A veteran politician who was an 11th-hour entrant to the race for city council abruptly withdrew as a candidate, citing a potential conflict of interest with her job in the state court system. Another candidate vowed to stay in the race, despite allegations of wrongdoing that might be considered fatal to a career in politics. Former State Representative Cheryl Coakley Rivera said she withdrew as a candidate after being advised by the State Ethics Commission that if she remained in the race, she would have to give up her job as assistant clerk in the Hampden County Superior Court.
As much as I love the city and I want to serve, I can't afford to do that right now, to leave my full-time job. I'm very disappointed, though, because I was looking forward to it.
Coakley Rivera took out nomination papers for the city council less than an hour before the July 28th deadline and collected enough signatures to be certified to appear on the ballot. Her surprise candidacy followed the surprise decision by City Councilor Tim Rook not to seek re-election to a 12th term and confirmation from State Representative Bud Williams that he's giving up his at-large council seat after this term. Matt Safransky, editor-in-chief of Western Mass Politics and Insight, said Coakley Rivera would have been a front-runner, but not a shoe-in, to emerge from a crowded field to win one of the five at-large council seats in November.
She would have been in a position to have raised a lot of money, which can be helpful to raise name recognition, and she also could have pointed to things that she had done as a state representative in terms of arguing how she could be effective on the city council.
13 candidates remain on the ballot for councilor at large after the August 17th deadline for withdrawals. A September 19th preliminary election will reduce the field to 10 for the November 7th ballot, where the top five vote-getters are elected. The current at-large field includes three incumbents, two former city councilors, and several local activists looking to win elected office for the first time. Ernesto Cruz remains a candidate despite facing a criminal charge that he allegedly assaulted a girlfriend last June and allegations of mishandling campaign funds. He denies wrongdoing and vowed to not let the accusations be a distraction to his campaign.
Just keep it to the issues, which I'll be outlining in the days to come, and work as hard as possible. People know who I am and what my character is.
Safransky said if Cruz is ultimately vindicated, it may be too late.
One of the big things that changed as a result of Tim Rook dropping out of the race, so we had two open seats, was that we're going to have a lot more newcomers actually get through the preliminary. These kinds of news headlines, unfortunately, you know, these are some of the first things that people will have heard about Ernesto Cruz. And fairly or not, it might weigh him down in terms of just getting out of the preliminary.
A judge's ruling that voter registration deadlines in Massachusetts are unconstitutional will not change the requirement that people be enrolled 20 days prior to next month's preliminary election, according to Springfield Election Commissioner Gladys Oyola.
The word is from the Secretary of State's office that we're to continue business as usual.
The ACLU of Massachusetts, which filed the lawsuit challenging the 20-day registration cutoff, said the effect of the ruling is on hold while the case is on appeal. The Secretary of State's office contends doing away with the registration deadline will impose an expensive burden on local officials to conduct elections. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.